Hello, hello.
Hi.
Welcome to Having Sex with Megan.
And Jordan.
On 102.7 CILU.
Yeah.
That was our theme song. It's called, Let's Talk About Sex. It's called Having Sex with, no, that's not the name of the song. The song is called Let's Talk About Sex. It's a cover by the Baseballs. Mm-hmm. They're super cool. They do a lot of covers of songs, and they all kind of sound like that.
I think they do exclusively covers.
Yeah, they're a cover band, and they do really cool covers that we like a lot.
We're their number one fans, I think.
I think we, especially in Canada, because they're a German band, are they not?
Yeah, I think so.
We're definitely their number one fans in Canada, I would argue, unless they have like an actual fan club in Canada, in which case, sorry guys, we didn't know you existed.
Sorry for
stepping on your toes. We didn't mean to.
Yeah.
How was your week, Joe?
How was my week? Let me think. It was, you know what, I'm pretty sleepy today, so I feel like my week was exhausting.
Fair.
Yeah.
You did do a lot this week.
Did I?
You're a busy lady.
Thank you.
Just generally, you're a busy lady, but...
I am.
Mm.
Yeah, no, I'm tired. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm kind of tired, too.
Yeah.
You know, just life. That's life.
Just life. The world got you down.
Just always. There's something going on that I'm like, wow, it really do be like that sometimes.
Yeah, it really do. It really do.
It do be like that.
Mm-hmm. It seems that we just are constantly spiraling into a dark abyss.
So to take us out of that abyss, I think we should talk about your favorite topic.
Yeah.
Because when I said it, your eyes lit up.
Of course.
Well, what's the sexiest cartoon character, Jordan?
The sexiest cartoon character.
There's so many is the thing. I don't know if I could ever rank one as like the one.
I can.
What's the one?
The definitive
sexiest
standard
cartoon
for sexiest cartoon character, as and like all comparisons will be to Kovu from The Lion King 2.
That
is the sexiest cartoon
which
character.
Which is wild because that's a lion. But you're right. I 100% agree.
I know I'm right.
don't need your affirmation.
Yeah, no.
I know I'm right.
Not at all. What I know are a few things. And one is that Kovu...
I know two truths about life.
Yes,
one of
truths.
Them is that Kovu was the sexiest cartoon character, hands down, ever in history.
Yes. And then the second truth that I know...
About life
is that the Disney animators had absolutely no business doing that to a cartoon
a
animal.
Lion.
Yeah, to
an
a lion.
An anthropomorphized lion.
But
no.
For real, you look at pictures of Kovu, you're like, what?
And they didn't even really, like, do much to them gender-wise. Like, they didn't do much anthropomorphization to their bodies. I mean, like, they look
like
lions. The faces are obviously more emotive than actual animals, but yeah, they mostly stuck to like animals.
Yeah, I would say that they a little bit gave the male lions like kind of beard like fur. Like, they all seem to have like a goatee.
They did give them goatees, you're right.
Yeah,
but you could kind of write that off as like, but they have manes, and it's like, yeah, they do, and it kind of looks like a lion. But I feel you. They did definitely give them, and like, the eyes and the facial structure was definitely human-like, but they did a pretty good job of, like, not making it so human. You know, when you look at, like, an animal that's been turned into a person and you're like, why does that have boobs? That doesn't have boobs in real life. There's no reason for that. Or, like,
sometimes
they have shoulders.
Well, yeah,
like,
but I guess it depends
shoulders.
On, like, what the level of human that it's being turned into.
Yeah, that's
because
what I mean.
I feel like in a lot of, like, science fiction and stuff, when you have, let's say, aliens or, like, other species of things, and they anthropomorphize.
That's the word.
Ooh, look, that's hard.
It's a hard one. It's got a lot of
anyway, so they make them into people.
They do.
Yeah, I feel like it, depending on like the genre, that kind of also
dictates
dictates like how humanoid it is, and
that's
like
real.
Whether or not the female members of this
said
new
species.
Yeah, made up species will or will not have breasts. And often it's that they do.
True, because they want you to be able to tell, and that's apparently the way we tell here, so they're like, we'll just translate it because it's easier than trying to like create a whole gendered system for another species.
I could understand it. You know what, I'll give people the benefit of the doubt, and I'll understand it when it comes to making, I don't want to say anthropomorphize because I'm scared I'm gonna mess up the word anyway, so I when that happens and they do it to an animal that was originally a mammal, like in that case I'm like, okay sure, yeah, I can get behind that. But like, let's say it's an insect and they give it human features and then they put like breasts on an insect. Like
wings, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just like, what? That's where I'm like, no, there was no need.
That wouldn't have that in any not universe. At all. Not That's at all. True. That's true.
Yeah. Okay. Who's who else is on? Who other than Khufu, Megan?
The first two that came to my mind when we were talking about it was Prince Cornelius from Thumbelina.
Okay, now tell kind the of people a niche who one. That is.
Who Prince Cornelius is? He's the prince. He's the fairy prince. He's wings.
Yeah.
He sings beautiful songs.
I don't know that a lot of people have seen Thumbelina.
It's not a very popular, like, it wasn't made by Disney.
Mm-hmm.
It's like one of those like deep cut movies. But if you can find, there's probably definitely something illegal streaming of it online. Please find it because it's actually got such beautiful songs in it. And the animation style is really cool because it's like one of those original 90s hand-drawn kind of things.
I think it might be on Netflix, actually. Or it might have been.
It might have been and is not anymore. But yeah. Find that. It's very good. And then also Dimitri from Anastasia. Voiced by John Cusack. Very attractive.
Yeah, I'll support that.
Also singing in that movie. It's a singing man that I love. That's the truth.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. I'll give you that one.
Mm.
I grabbed a BuzzFeed list. Of course, there's a BuzzFeed list.
Who made this BuzzFeed list? Was it a community member or was it staff at BuzzFeed? Staff. Interesting. Staff.
Brett S. Vergara.
Sure. Okay, yeah. Brett, what's your thoughts?
Okay, so his number one is Aladdin.
I don't know about that.
I mean, I get it. Like, but, Aladdin has, like, an open shirt all the time.
You can so actually like, see okay. some skin, so you're, like, automatically hot. I don't know about that one. Okay, yeah, sure.
Well, I don't know. I'm just trying to see where he's coming
from. Where he's at. Where are you at, Brett?
Yeah. Okay. And then he has, and see, now I'm like, this, if you were to just say the name, I'll have no idea who it is. But they said Trent Lane from Daria.
Oh, Trent,
do you remember the TV show Daria?
Yes, I do. Okay, yeah, no. Of course, older brother, goth, doesn't talk much.
Yeah.
But is actually very nice. Heart of gold.
Yeah, obviously. He's definitely like
we
your
all
bad
love a
boy
punk
with
a heart of
gold.
Yeah. 100%.
And then Dimitri is the next one on this list. Dimitri from Anastasia.
I'm telling you that John Cusack's voice is beautiful coming out of that incredible haircut.
Well, you're doing a great job there, Meg.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
And then the next one, pretty iconic though, it's General Li Shang.
Ooh, General Mulan. Li Shang was fine.
Yeah, that was the most built cartoon character, I think. Like, yeah. Aside from like Hercules.
Yeah.
That Disney was like, here, have this.
100%. Yeah, all of the, like, leading men in, like, Disney movies were, like, very, like, I don't know how to describe the body type, but it's very,
athletic,
like, medium.
But not...
Yeah, athletic, but, like, not huge.
Yeah.
Which is fine. They're trying to, like, build an everyman. I understand the methodology, but I just don't find it that. They all seem very bland, I think, because to make someone universally appealing. Whereas Li Shang is very much like, that's a warrior. That man had to go fight the Huns. He has to look like that.
Oh, he looks
also,
like a bodybuilder.
Also, his beautiful little, like, bun. I die for the tiny little bun. Ugh. Li Shang, bisexual icon, my hero.
Yes, of course. Hey, did you hear? He's not in. There's like a Disney's redo, not redoing, but they're making
yes,
a new
I heard
Mulan,
that.
And he's like not even in it.
I heard that that
the
was
whole
then,
character
that
is
then
cut.
After they heard the like outcry about it, they wrote him in a bit or something.
I just don't think that. I don't know.
What?
I want to know the reason for taking him out in the first place. Like maybe the character, maybe they're trying to go for a more accurate to. I don't know if Mulan is based on actual history or if it's based on
I think it's like
poetry,
one of those
but...
like based on a real story, but it's like the part of it that's based on the real story is that she went to war for her father and then
I think
the rest
is
made,
up.
So really like Li Shang probably was like some kind of general but didn't actually like obviously the love story stuff is made up by Disney because
yeah so
of course
what I was gonna say was that I'm not sure like if they're trying to go for a more accurate to history kind of situation.
I wonder because it's live action.
The new one, yeah. So like, if that was the case, maybe Li Shang wasn't that really important of a character. That maybe. Being said,
he was the best part of that movie.
Yeah, I just am like, but so... you know that the audience of that movie is going to be heavily influenced by the original film. So why
you're making
you?
this movie because of the original film? So maybe a little deference to the people who saw it before and love it.
Then again, I do not work for Disney and have absolutely no
like, have no say in what
yeah,
they do.
No say,
nor, none whatsoever.
No stock in it, so
100%.
They can really do whatever they want.
They really can. They own everything.
I also heard though, just now that we're on the topic, that it's not even a musical.
I did hear that. Yes. So I think they're like you're like you said. I think they're trying to make a more accurate biopic. But
I
like,
hate that.
The songs. See, this is the thing. You can't make like classics, standard classics that everyone knows, and then be like, "But we're not going to use them in the actual the one we make later because we just don't think it's like necessary. It is necessary. Yeah. Those are the best songs.
No, of course.
You're not going to sing Reflection. You're not going to have her look into that pool and wipe off half of that makeup on the sleeve.
Really? I need it. I need
it. It's iconic. You have to.
Yeah. No, it's too...
I'm just saying that Disney, you're messing it up, and I wish you wouldn't.
Megan has opinions, and Disney...
I have opinions, like, and Disney, at me. Tweet me.
I feel like they're so powerful, they probably would.
No, they wouldn't tweet me. They would delete my existence from the world because they have that much power. They'd come for me, and you wouldn't know because I wouldn't exist anymore in anyone's mind.
Yeah. Like, I would go to, like, send you a text message, and just, you'd be gone from my contact list. Like, that's how far reaching.
Like, I wonder, you'd forget. You'd be like, I wonder who I was texting.
Don't Disney and Apple kind of have, like, a...
I'm sure they do.
Like, they're shaking hands.
For sure. 100%. I believe that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Should I name another person?
Absolutely.
Zuko from Avatar The Last Airbender.
Prince Zuko? Oh my gosh.
With the big, like, scar on his face and the, like, hair and the I wonder bratty if that's, attitude.
Yeah, I was gonna say, we have, like, a series of, like, bad boy characters now. Bad boy male characters that we've just listed off. Like, Kovu, I would even say Trent. Trent.
Dimitri's now kind Prince of a Zuko. Bad boy. Yeah, that's fair. Hmm. We got a type.
I think we do.
That's okay. We're allowed to have a type. I think a lot of people are into bad boys, though. That's not new.
Oh, yeah. We've been new about bad boys. Do you remember, what was the show that Amanda Bynes was? Oh, the Amanda Show. Never mind.
What was that show that Amanda Bynes was on that was named after her? What
yeah,
was it
okay.
called?
So on the Amanda Show, they did, like, the Moody's Point.
Oh, my God.
And there and the, was, what was his name?
I don't, I absolutely have no idea. And then she puts her gum in the locket, or he puts his gum in her locket at one point. Because she's like, my heart is empty. And he's like, now it's full. And he put gum in her locket.
Oh, my God. I love it. I feel like his name was Sterling.
I hope it was. That's pretentious.
I know a man named Sterling.
It's a pretentious name. I know of him, too. But, I mean, it anyway. Is.
But, yeah. And remember, he, like, painted the locker black.
Yeah. Oh, my. And the school let him. And you're like, this isn't realistic. But somehow I'm into it.
Of course.
Absolutely.
I wanted to be him.
Of course.
Okay. Do you have another for me?
I have so many. Cocoam from Pocahontas.
Oh, my gosh.
Another, like, obviously not designed for every man. Like, you were like, that's a man who works hard.
Yeah.
But also beautiful.
With those tats.
Them tats. The hair, the feathers. He was beautiful. Cocoon was beautiful. I was really attracted to John Smith as a child, but that's because I was a child and didn't know.
I just don't. Yeah, no. We discussed this on the way here, and I don't know that I. He just looked to me to be drawn as such an older person. That, like, as a young person.
Where do you
person,
see older in his I don't know. Drawing? I'm just thinking, like, he didn't have any wrinkles. Right, he had, like, a trim build. His hair was blonde. Was it his eyes? Because they were, like, kind of squinty? Maybe?
I'm looking up a picture.
It was
of
also
him right
now. Mel Gibson's voice.
That could
so
have been, I think,
that
like,
is a
maybe
mature
that's
voice.
It.
Fair enough. He does have a mature voice.
I don't know. Like, looking
that
at
could be
him
it. I
now,
could see that.
I'm almost like, maybe it's that they drew him with, like, such ferocious. Bone structure.
He does have ferocious. That's I think that's why I was attracted to him because he has just like the chin of somebody. I don't know who.
Yeah, like it just is so aggressive.
They gave him.
I mean, like I look
chin.
At him and I'm like, I'm jealous. Who's your doctor?
Who's your doctor? Who did that to you?
But
with all that gold you got from the New World,
yeah,
bought yourself a new
yeah,
jawline.
Yeah, no, I just feel like he was like old.
Hmm, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I never got that vibe.
I'm sorry. I'm
no,
so
you're
sorry.
Entitled to your opinion. That's just interesting because I never would have thought that that would have been your beef.
I am
would
entitled.
Have been that he looks old.
I am
it's
incredibly
just an interesting...
entitled. Thank you for noticing.
Thank you for mentioning my privilege once yeah. again. And then we were talking about Sailor Moon. And just thought,
oh,
like,
yeah.
pretty
oh,
much
my
everyone
gosh.
Besides Sailor Moon on that show was very sexy.
Yeah, like specifically yeah. for me, like in my experience with Sailor Moon, obviously Tuxedo Mask.
I'm at it. I have feelings about Tuxedo Mask, but he was attractive.
Yeah,
Damian
like every
and Tuxedo
time
Mask were
came,
very attractive.
And the name Damian too. Oh.
Ooh, it's a good name.
Yeah, like
but I
just
always
so...
want to yell at him. I was like, "Why are you so useless, Tuxedo Mask?" He yes. made me angry, so I like it turned off my attraction because I was like, "Oh no, you're a like jerk for doing this."
yeah, for being you know like what? That. The argument could be made. But then of the Sailor Scouts,
yes,
Sailor Mars.
Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
And Sailor Venus, and
yes.
also Sailor Pluto. I'm just listing off the ones with the longest hair, basically.
Interesting.
But...
See, I was super into Uranus.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'll agree with that too. She had some like she was giving you butch realness,
which was... I was about.
Yeah,
and Neptune actually. I think Neptune was cute.
She was like soft butch.
Yeah,
nice.
I was like, ooh, And them as a couple, I think I was just like, ah, I loved it.
That's true. If you aren't as familiar with Sailor Moon as me and Megan, so Sailor Uranus and Sailor Neptune in the original were like lesbian lovers, but in the American version, they just made them cousins.
Because they were afraid of that big lesbian energy. They were afraid of the power. Of the big lesbian energy of a large butch lesbian and a small femme lesbian being in love. They were afraid of that energy. And they shouldn't have been because it was magic.
Sailor Mars, though, she had like those tiny little red stilettos. I remember, like, this is what vividly sticks out in my memory is why I was like, Sailor Mars is the best. It's because she had these tiny red stilettos on, and then her leg just went on forever. And it was red. And she, you know, gorgeous. I love that color. She was really doing it for me.
She was always in red, too. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And she was, like, kind of sporty, too, wasn't she?
I seem to recall. Sailor Jupiter was sporty. Sailor Mars was very strong. She was very physically strong, but she was That's the true. One who, she, like, I don't know.
I vividly
like
remember her in a gi. I remember at some point she's in a gi, and I was like, that's hot. She worked as, like,
a priestess or something.
I think that might have been it. And I was like, that's hot. You have, like, a uniform. That's good. I'm into it.
She loves a uniform.
We love a girl in a uniform. Absolutely.
True. Costumes are fun.
I've been told that guy on the Amanda show, his name was Spalding.
Spalding?
Like the company that makes basketballs.
Like the moody guy?
Yeah.
Spalding. That really takes me out of it.
I think that was the point of naming him Spalding, was that it took you out of it. And you're like, wait a minute.
I might honestly go back and just pretend that his name is Sterling. And
it's
not,
better. Yeah. Sterling's a better name than Spalding, 100%.
Spalding.
They named everything silly stuff on the Amanda show. That's what it was about.
I know. I just am a little bit, I don't know.
You've been taken out of it.
Yeah. I was so sure that it was Sterling. And just, like, I've never been wrong before. So, like,
this is a new sensation.
Yeah, and to be publicly wrong like this, as a man, it's hard.
You'll get there, baby. You'll get there. You'll be comfortable being wrong one day, just like all of us women. Constantly one day. Being told we're wrong.
Okay. You know what? Let's wrap this up with one more each, and then we'll dive into some
okay.
Some actual knowledge.
Yeah, sure. What's yours?
Okay, so now I'm not going to agree with it, but it is on the BuzzFeed list that I have in front of me, and it's Goku from Dragon Ball Z.
Never watched Dragon Ball Z. Do know of Goku and, like, that image.
Yeah, so here's why I'm like, what? Is because, like, I just remember it being so aggressive.
It's very aggressive.
And, like, even the musculature that they, like, drew was, they like, very, like, it. They were like, oh, you thought the Hulk had muscles? Like, we are going to take this up.
Oh, you thought these were human men? Oh, honey.
No. Mm-mm. Yeah. So it just, for me, I find it to be a bit more terrifying than I would say.
I'm intimidated,
like,
more than I am turned on. 100%. Absolutely. 100%. I feel that.
Okay.
Give me the last one. You mentioned this earlier, but I'm thinking about it. I'm like, 100%. Jim from Treasure Planet.
Oh, yeah.
Another, like, kind of deep cut movie that Disney released in the... I read something about it the other day. It got released in the shadow of another movie that was really big. Released at the same time as Titanic.
Oh.
That's why Treasure Planet never, like, made any lists, and no one knows that it happened, because it got released in Titanic aftermath. So, like, everyone was talking about Titanic, and no one was talking about this small Disney movie that they made. But... yeah, Jim was so good. Hot. Yeah. Another rebel without a cause.
He had a rat tail. Do you remember?
Yes. Oh, why was I attracted to that?
I know. I rewatched it.
I think it was the adventurous, like,
absolutely.
Attitude.
And I loved that little...
Morph.
Sure. The goop that like, flew
His
around
name's
him.
Morph.
Yeah, he was
He's
cute.
A little pink. Oh, that's one of my fave movies.
I think I got him as like a toy from a McDonald's Happy Meal.
I 100% have one in a drawer at my house right now. I'm willing to bet.
Wow.
Because I remember that vividly, that toy. Visceral remembrance.
Treasure
of that
Planet
toy.
And Atlantis are like the two like lost Disney movies that I love so much.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Absolutely. What's his name? Oh, Milo.
Milo? The main character from Atlantis?
Yeah.
Are you saying he is a sexy character?
No, I was just trying to remember what his name was. I couldn't remember. Because he kind of looks like Jim. They have the same kind of hairstyle. I feel like that's a common hairstyle that like kind of buzzed underneath long on top.
An undercut?
Thing? Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I would say that's probably the most common male hairstyle, second only to buzz cut.
True. But I mean, in animation, it's interesting that that's the choice.
Yeah, okay.
But not for like Disney princes, no. But like for some reason, these kind of characters.
Think about the timeline of...
90s.
Not timeline, but like when the time periods of the film take place. Like Atlantis takes place in what we can assume to be like the 20s, 30s.
Something like that.
You know? And then Treasure Planet is like a steampunk film, but it's the same idea of like this
historical like era,
early America, early USA type feel. Like it's very, again, 20s, 30s, steampunk vibe.
True.
Sorry, I love hair.
Love that you love it. No, the Thank doctor God. whose name I can't remember was attractive though. On
which one? Atlantis, the doctor. Yeah, Cookie. Isn't the doctor's name Cookie?
No, I thought. Wait.
Yeah, because he's this huge hulking man, and his name's Cookie.
I think you might be right. Is that his name? I don't remember.
I'll look it up at the break. But...
Okay. Yeah. No. Very much into that. I really liked the what was her name? Rosa, the mechanic.
Did you just like every character?
Because
the princess was a stunner too. I'm a big old bisexual,
and I am equal opportunity, and everyone's cute.
All right. Well, everybody's that's fine.
Cute, and that's how it is.
Okay, Megan, give me some hard knowledge and fact before we go to the break. Give me some words.
Your sex word of the week, you mean?
Yeah.
My segment on this show when I just do a lot of research on something for no reason other than my own enjoyment.
Yeah.
So the sex word this week is hysteria. Specifically, we're talking about female hysteria because apparently there was male hysteria. It just wasn't as well known and widespread.
Okay.
Just the word hysteria in its common usage now means ungovernable emotional excess. So think of that's hysterical. When you say that, what you mean is it's so funny, I feel like I'm going insane. That's what that word means.
Okay. Yeah. I knew that.
Emotional excess. So then female hysteria was once a common medical diagnosis for women, but it's no longer recognized as a medical disorder because they realized later that it was just a catch-all for anything that was wrong with a woman. They were like, it's probably hysteria. Just go get married and have sex frequently and it'll be fine.
Yeah, it'll solve all the problems.
Yeah, and they were like, yeah, you just need to be married, man. Being single is not the one. And girls were like, okay.
Awful.
But it was a lie.
Yeah.
It was thought to manifest itself in a variety of symptoms, including anxiety, shortness of breath, fainting, insomnia, irritability, nervousness, and sexually forward behavior.
Okay,
so
honestly,
if you were showing sexual interest in somebody, they were like, she probably crazy, because no girl would ever show sexual interest in a man, ever.
Based on those symptoms, I'm pretty sure I have hysteria.
Yeah, same. That's me.
Anxiety.
Constantly.
Irritability.
Yeah.
Sexually forward behavior. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like it.
I found some interesting facts about it. In Egypt in 1900 BC, it was thought that the uterus could just affect other parts of the body. It was kind of another brain that had control over other parts of the body, so it would cause various illnesses.
Okay.
An alien that had invaded your body was your uterus. And then ancient Greeks thought the uterus could travel throughout your body, just causing mischief. They called it wandering womb.
That one I definitely knew about. Yeah. Wandering
That's a pretty
womb.
Common thing that people have heard of. Yeah. Ancient Greeks thought it just traveled around your body causing havoc.
That's fine. That was the science of the day.
They just made assumptions. It wasn't even science, if you want to call it that. It was literally people going, I wonder if maybe, because the uterus is so weird and freaky, it probably just travels around your body like an alien.
Women are so confusing.
Women are so weird.
What is going on in there?
Sounds right, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And then in the Middle Ages, instead of a full philosophical, scientific reason, they went into, demonic possession was obviously the explanation for everything wrong with women and everyone else.
Yeah, okay.
Pretty typical. So it was thought that demons were attracted to people prone to melancholy, which is women and the elderly.
Yeah, that's true. That's real.
And the course of treatment was getting married and having regular intercourse, because that's what God wants. And it wasn't later on. It was masturbation. That was in the 19th century. They were if we stimulate, it'll get rid of the bile that's being built up in the uterus that's causing these women to have these problems, and then they'll be fine. It wasn't called masturbating. It was called digitally stimulating. They very much separated it from any kind of sexual pleasure, because that's not what it was. It was a medical treatment.
Mm-hmm.
But in the early Victorian era, it was get married, and then that'll take care of that.
Yeah.
It was debunked in the 20th century and was deemed a catch-all, like I said. And they were no more of this, because you're just writing off women's problems as this thing that doesn't exist, and you're telling them to masturbate as a cure, and it's not working. They're having a good time, but it's not working for their mental health. It's just not.
Wow.
Yeah.
Medicine really has come a long way.
It's really going there.
Okay, well, thank you so much for sharing that, Megan. Absolutely. We'll be back in just 1 second on 102.7. Not 1 second, several seconds on 102.7 CILU.
CILU is sponsored in part by the Students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
The Foundry at 242 Red River Road, open 11 a.m. to 2 a.m. Monday to Saturday, featuring Folk and Mondays, Karaoke Tuesdays, Trivia Wednesdays, Open Stage Thursdays, and Live Music Weekends. Find out more at thefoundrypub.com. The Thunder Bay Symphony Orchestra. Log on to tbso.ca or call 626-TBSO for details on the 2019-2020 season and how to get tickets. The Lakehead University Student Union, promoting action, advocacy, and service by bringing you student centers. Learn more by visiting their office in the tunnels of the student center or by logging on to lusu.ca.
And we are back on 102.7 CILU. You were listening to Kill the Mame by Grimes.
Canadian artist. We love it.
Canadian queen.
Mm-hmm.
She's still dating that guy.
As far as I know, no. But she is being... What?
What's his name?
Elon Musk?
Elon. That was what I couldn't remember. I was like, Tesla.
His name is Tesla. Can you imagine his name is just Tesla? He changes his name legally to Tesla.
Honestly, why didn't he? Elon Musk is not.
Because his name's Elon Musk. No, it's not. But he is like a brand now.
Yeah, I guess.
And as a capitalist, he loves branding.
Speaking of branding, sex toys.
Interesting segue. I'll take it.
Sure. There's tons of brands. I don't know. I have no segue.
Okay,
like, I'm ready to go here.
Tell me about
it. Like, I got a lot of words written.
You really do. We got pages and pages of notes.
I got a brief history to get through here.
Let's do it.
Okay. So today, I'm going to tell you just, like, a little bit about sex toys. Just a tiny bit. Okay. So a sex toy, right off the bat, just so you know what it is, so you know what we're talking about. Sex toy is an object or device used primarily to facilitate human sexual pleasure, such as a dildo or a vibrator. And some are designed to resemble human genitalia, and some are not. So they come in a variety of different shapes and sizes and all that.
True.
The term sex toy is also used to refer to BDSM apparatus like swings and slings and other forms of furniture as well. So those things do get included in that category.
Interesting. Didn't know that.
Yeah. Although I like my personal preference, I feel like you should call furniture furniture. You know what I mean? So someone knows what they're getting into. Like if you're like...
Is it called then sexual furniture? Like sex furniture? Sex tools?
Yeah, why not?
I guess. Oh, yeah. Sure.
Just because, like, let's say that I'm contacting you for
sure.
For a spicy time.
A spicy time. Okay.
And I say, you want to come over and we can fool around with my sex toys. You're going to think small objects. Yes. Whereas if I say to you,
handheld
things. Yo, I just installed this apparatus and this furniture. You want to come over and
fool around. If someone said the word apparatus in a sentence to me about sex, I would immediately be on guard and call the police.
Yeah, because you're thinking of something very large.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I think that we should use the words furniture and apparatus.
I think you should just say what you're going to use. Just be like, I have a sex swing that I would like to use. Do you want to come do that with me?
Okay, sure. You could do that too.
You could just be direct. I don't know. I don't know why I just want direction, but just like say what you're doing. Never, say what you mean.
Never. Okay, so sometimes, too, they're also referred to as marital aids, which I think is a lovely... Oh.
Do not like that word. Marital aids?
Are they not?
Are they?
I don't... Yeah. I'm not married. I can't say, but assume.
But that sounds like it's exclusively for...
No, I just... That. I would
the
say...
The term, I mean, does. I know they're not.
You know, two people have been together for a while, and they're like, hey, we want to liven it up. Let's maybe look into a marital aid of sorts.
It just sounds so, like, old-fashioned. Like something a 50s housewife would be like, listen, honey, I'm having a really hard time right now.
In my research, 50s housewives loved marital aids.
They really did.
Yeah.
That's when
because they were bored and they had literally nothing else to do.
Household sex toys became a thing.
Yeah. Tupperware parties and all that.
Yes.
Anyway, so yes, they were also referred to as marital aids. And then marital aid also can refer to a lot of herbal remedies and such that were used to like improve sexual performance as well as sexual function as well. So things like if you've ever heard of horny goat weed.
Oh, like those are supplement. Called marital aids?
Yeah, they're also referred to as marital aids. Like, huh. Yeah, I think, and you could even go so far as to say like Viagra would be included in that.
Then. Yes, I could see that.
As a marital aid, performance aid.
Yeah.
Could you call caffeine a marital aid then? Maybe.
Maybe.
Gives you energy. I'm just thinking out of the box.
To be honest, like anything could be a marital aid that helps you get through life being a married person, I guess.
Ooh, deep. Okay.
I'm just saying, but anyway.
Taking it places. All right. So some archaeologists argue that the first examples of sex toys appeared some 30,000 years ago, while others argue that the items could just be used to sharpen tools. There really is no consensus across the board for what the like found artifacts are.
It's impossible to know what artifacts are for in general anyways.
Yeah.
And they always like to like make things not sexy if they can. So
that was
shocked.
A lot of what I found. Like, there was some things where I was like, okay, this is clearly a penis. It looks exactly like a penis.
Yeah. And they were like, but maybe it was for friends to toss between them in the yard.
Oh, no, yeah. Like, dude, some of the ideas that people had, they were like, this is perfect for like, hammering. No, just left and to I was take like, the sex I don't, out of everything. I don't think that's what they were doing. Yeah. That being said, I also was like, so what you're telling me is that these early humans were taking rocks and just shoving them in places that rocks should not be. And that's what it was.
Well, I mean, I'm assuming they were like not, hopefully, they weren't like the roughest rocks.
Oh, no, I hope it was like a river stone.
Which, if you think about it, like people use like marble and glass and stuff.
Yeah, that's fancy.
Still. So like rocks are just kind of a step in a lateral direction.
I know, but I just feel like that early on in the Earth's existence, like nothing was smooth.
Interesting. Interesting.
That's just my take as an archaeologist.
as a casual archaeologist.
Yeah, you know, as a definite.
Interesting perspective. They were determined. We'll give that to them. They were determined.
Yeah. So often it was, yeah, just the size and shape of the objects found that would, people, archaeologists would say either, okay, this is used for sexual pleasure or some sexual conduct, or possibly this is just used in like ritual and ceremony, and
it's which is most things they're just like probably a ritual.
Yeah,
yeah.
And the first dildos that, well, the first things they think were dildos were made of things like stone, tar, wood, bone, ivory. Ivory is like elephant tusk for
so bone kind of,
yeah. Limestone and teeth.
See, I hear teeth and I think human teeth, and I know that's not what it means.
I hope that's what it means. Because that makes freaky. It way more metal.
Freaky. Than, yeah, no, but that. I'm like, oh, no, yeah, if you, like, could find, like, a whale tooth or something, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And then another fun one that I found, I snatched up a whole Wikipedia excerpt. But
you did.
The important part is that dildo-like breadsticks that, from ancient Greece.
Okay, wait, hold on.
I just love that.
Are you sure it's not just a breadstick?
I don't
understand when they were like, it's a breadstick. This is what
Wikipedia tells me. Yeah, I guess it was like, it's breadsticks that were like, they would like coat them in resin or things like that. And like,
why
and,
bread then as the...
Preserve them?
Yeah.
The shape. It's phallic.
Bread's not like naturally like that though. They make it that shape.
Yeah.
So then why wouldn't you make something that shape that's not edible and like deteriorates? Why would you do bread?
Well, I don't know. Maybe they didn't have Play-Doh or clay, and they were like, I can mold this dough.
And bake it, and then cover it in resin, and it's good enough.
And then now I have this perfect thing that I made to the perfect shape.
Huh. Interesting.
You know, and then also, like, I'm sure that bread's, like, not expensive to make on your own.
It's,
and it's
the
like,
food of every people for thousands
of
years.
Yeah, and it's, like, the most common, I would say, the most common, like, known skill in your... Oh my god, I don't know how to talk today. I was gonna say in the yesteryears.
Say yesteryears. In the yesteryears. You can use whatever words so during, you want. This isn't a science show. Jordan.
During ancient Greece times, that would be
when
like
the
one
Greeks
of the most
roamed the world.
Yeah, that would be like one of the most common skills is making bread, right? So like anyone could do it.
True. Yeah. True. And the ingredients are easy to find.
Yeah.
You're right. Huh? Bread. You would never think.
I know.
I would
However,
never
other food objects.
You know what
I would,
freaks me out about that? Yeast.
Oh, yep. Thanks for bringing that up.
Hey, I'm just here with the information, guys. Do not make anything out of yeast and then put it inside you. That's a bad idea, especially if you have a vagina. Please don't do that.
A lot of times I'm like, maybe we should just not put anything inside of us ever.
But listen, I'm with you.
But also at the same time, I'm like, maybe
but
we
also,
should put things
it's a good time,
places.
So don't know. It's all really right. It's really a toss up with that
so just,
one.
Okay.
It's a toss up.
All right, bringing it back around here, focusing up a little bit on dildos specifically,
yes.
Material, shape, and size. Here, let me hit you up with some facts.
Facts about dildos.
So dildos are explicitly phallic in appearance. They look like penises. They're long, thin. You know, they're that shape.
Yes. Okay.
Usually intended for penetrative sexual activity during masturbation or intercourse. Usually, not always. Sometimes it's just for external.
I guess, yeah.
Play, if you will.
Sure.
So they were in the 1940s. But I guess this would be when mass production comes around.
Came around.
Okay.
Yes, that's true.
So in the 1940s, there's the rubber dildo, which would have a spring in the center for firmness.
Yeah.
And it was super dangerous because what would happen is they would like snap and rip, and then this metal spring would just come like flying out into you.
The horror I just felt.
Can you imagine? Yeah.
So they were like, horrifying. What if we just took some car parts, tossed them together and made something that you can put inside you? Guys.
Like, hey, you see that muffler over there? I have an idea.
I have thoughts.
Yeah. So then they started making them out of PVC.
Mm.
Yeah. And that contained unsafe. And then this is a hard word for me.
Okay.
I think it's phthalates.
That sounds right.
Okay. So it contained that. And then also PVC can't be sterilized because my understanding is it's a porous material.
It is a porous material.
Yeah.
Ugh.
So a little better because there was no spring in the center. It was just the center of the dildo would be denser PVC.
Okay.
Yeah. So it would have like a denser rod in the middle and then like a softer layer outside.
Okay.
Anyway, so yeah, they were like came around. They were better than the rubber ones. They didn't have that spring, but then also they were like unable to be sterilized, and then
grew things probably.
Phthalates.
Mm.
Phthalates in them. So then they had fancy, high-end, chrome-plated.
Chrome-plated.
Yeah.
That makes me think of like a '50s diner where everything's covered in chrome.
They That's were probably like, about
you know
the time
what? We cover our cars, we cover our toasters, we cover our restaurants in it. Why don't we cover our dildos in it? I love that. That sounds very trendy.
And so these were great because then this brings about the opportunity to be electrostimulated, which...
I always get spooked by electrostimulation, but I know it can be, like, fine.
See, here's the thing is I feel like I knew it existed, but until reading that specific sentence, I was like, oh, wait, people, like, legit
like,
are,
do
like,
that.
Shock me. Cool.
Do what you want to do.
Yeah.
But it just, it freaks me out a little bit whenever I hear about electrostimulation because my mind goes to a place that's like not safe and fun.
Mm-hmm.
But I could see where it could be fun.
Of course. Mm. So within the same realm, it was also steel dildos that came about. Yeah. So that's part of it is that these steel ones are great for like temperature play, if you will.
Oh,
so
true.
You can warm it up or cool it off. And then that adds a whole new
layer.
New layer of like sensory activity to happen.
The cold does not sound fun to me.
Oh no, I completely agree. I never want anything cold near me, around me, nothing at all, please, except for cold water. But a cold beverage, a cold cola would be perfect.
A cold McDonald's Coca-Cola.
A Dr. Pepper, if I could be specific.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and then also glass, very similar to steel.
I know, glass is still a thing.
Yeah, and they're often made of types of glass like Pyrex, things like that, which are very stable and temperature safe. They can be washed very easily.
You can boil it and then it's really sterile.
You
nice.
Can boil them. That was one of the big deals, is that you could boil the glass and the steel, or you could put them in like autoclaves.
Yes.
Or the dishwasher.
I you feel like that's a common
way that people clean there and stuff, is they just throw it all in the dishwasher on like
really
heavy duty. Heck yeah.
Is that sterile? I guess if it's hot.
I don't know if it is. I'm gonna have to Google that one and do the research, but it's what I've seen in the world.
Hmm. See, I just don't like, I think about dishwashers and how much they don't get food off of dishes sometimes. And I'm like,
I guess that's
I'm sure
true.
Some of that might be kicking around in
the
there.
The water might be super hot.
That's what I'm thinking. The only thing I'm thinking is even if there was stuff in there, it's probably really hot.
Yeah.
So as long as the temperature was high enough, it would be fine. I don't have a dishwasher, never have. Don't know how they work.
Yeah.
Witchcraft.
Dishwashers, yes, of course.
No idea.
Same with dildos, also witchcraft.
Also witchcraft, so, definitely.
Then there's also recently in more modern times, so they have this material referred to as cyber skin, which is a synthetic material that feels like human skin. This is what people, I think, are very familiar with.
Probably.
So it's porous and also cannot be sterilized, and it's often sticky after washing.
Mm.
So then to solve this issue, they like started putting cornstarch, like a dusting of cornstarch on things to remove stickiness. So if you happen to have a cyber skin sex toy and you're like, hey, this is sticky, put some cornstarch on it. See if that solves your problem.
And then I'm immediately like, is that safe to put inside you, cornstarch? I don't know. It probably is, but I don't know. Putting things inside you, I'm always suspicious. I'm like, please, Google.
Yeah, now that you say please that, I'm check. Like, oh, geez, what seemed like a good idea is now ruined.
Maybe it is. If you found it online, I'm hoping people did their research. But
yeah, I mean, like, it was in,
stuff.
Yeah, it just, it's, this is what was in, like, from companies, like, what
okay.
they're telling you to do. So I'm hoping.
Hopefully. Okay, then maybe it's food
safe.
Have to
do more
so, I mean,
research.
It's not poison. I know that, but.
Yeah.
There's a delicate
you
pH
make me
balance
do more
going
research
on inside people's
show.
Bodies. I'm just trying to make sure people are safe. Jordan.
I'm not.
Let me live my life.
I am not.
You just want them to go
I
gentle
want
and
chaos.
At night. Get out there. Yes. Get out there, girls.
Yeah. So this cyber skin is more delicate, feels more like human skin, you know. But it was more prone to rips and tears than than like silicone and rubber and PVC.
Makes sense.
Yes. And then other things that people have used as, this is my favorite thing to happen upon when in my research, uh-huh. other things that people have used as dildos for yeah. fruits and veggies and other foods. So things like, don't do this, by the way, this could end horribly. You know what? No, sorry. If you are going to do this, know that you're entering just like a horrible danger zone and like.
Oh, so we are warning people now.
Only about this specific
thing. Only about vegetables and yeah. fruits. I remember watching an episode of that show, 1,000 Ways to Die.
Yeah.
And someone used a carrot, but there was like a piece of it that wasn't peeled. Uh-huh. And she cut herself on like inside her vagina yeah. and got an infection and died.
Yeah, I saw one. It was a spaghetti squash. How did you get that in you? Spaghetti
squash.
How did you get?
That's a strange shape. I guess if you could find one that was the right shape, but when I've seen spaghetti squash, that shape doesn't seem conducive. Yeah, to putting inside you.
It was in there. They put it in their rectum, which even more. I was like, how did you get that in you?
Apparently, rectums are actually pretty.
Oh, I believe it.
But that still seems like a strange shape to choose.
No, I know. Yeah.
But anyway,
do yeah. what you so want to do. Banana, zucchini, cucumber, Japanese eggplant, carrot, squash, hot dogs, sausages, hot and dogs? Breadsticks. Ugh. All things that have been recorded as dildos being used in the
now,
human
why
history.
Were they recorded? Who was like, I don't know, hey,
like
you
someone
ever
volunteered
food?
The info.
And they were like, yeah, 100% I have. What food did you use? Oh, and they listed off a bunch of stuff.
Absolutely.
What a question. I love that.
I think I told someone, like, via Grindr one time, I think I told someone to go experiment. Because they were like, I just don't know what it's going to be
remember
like.
I you sending
and
that
I'm
message.
Pretty sure that I was like, I don't know, man. Find a cucumber and like figure
get
it
happy.
Out.
Oh my yeah. goodness. That's
and
hilarious.
They were like, it's not going to fit. And I said, get a baby cucumber. That's not the safest thing
get
to do.
A baby cucumber.
So I'm not going to fully recommend
I'm
that.
I'm dying.
But
that's
if
really
you
funny.
Are willing to put your health on the line,
listen,
feel
if you're
free.
Willing to go through it, you'll get there.
Yeah. Do whatever you want.
Work hard.
Don't blame me. Megan. Tell me something about vibrators.
Vibrators, actually invented in the late 19th century as a medical treatment for hysteria. We love a connection, a segue.
Ooh, is that shade?
No. That actually wasn't shade. That was just me trying to connect the thing I said to the rest of the show because I felt like it maybe didn't sound like it was connected.
Okay.
It was also used as a treatment for other ailments like arthritis and tumors.
Tumors?
Yeah, they were like, hey, we're like fixing stuff by doing this. Something happens. When we put this vibrating thing inside you, you seem
something
to react.
Happens.
So maybe it's fixing things. You seem to feel pretty good after. So probably a cure for stuff. Used on both men and women, apparently.
Oh.
Which a lot of people don't think of. They're like, yeah, vibrators invented for women for sexual pleasure. No, invented as a cure for diseases for both men and women.
Do they specify where they're putting it?
Anally, I believe.
Okay.
Was the consensus I
got
I'll
believe
from looking
it, too,
it up.
But I just want to know.
At-home versions were introduced to the, like, you used to have to go to a doctor's office and be like, hey, I'm having some problems. And they'd be like, let me fix that for you. And then there would be, like, a modesty curtain. And they would... yeah, essentially.
Cool.
Under, like, a modesty curtain so it wasn't, like, weird.
Kind of gross.
Yeah, definitely, but...
So, all right, hold on. You just, like, went to the doctor and, like, had an orgasm?
Yeah.
Oh.
Or had him come to your house because doctors used to come to your house.
I don't like that.
I know, but that's what it was. And then, yeah, 1900s, they had home versions. So they were advertised as like a cure-all,
nice.
A beauty regime, something for your vitality.
A beauty regime.
It made you more beautiful.
That is the advertising that would get me in a second.
Immediately. You'd be
immediately.
Like, I'm on
if, yeah,
board.
If they're like, this will keep you young, I'd be like,
sign me up.
Here's all my money.
I want that. Yeah. I want that. And then nowadays, they're often recommended for women and people with vaginas who have trouble reaching orgasm through masturbation or intercourse because it's like a different sensation.
Mm.
And if like those two sensations aren't working for you, here's something different to try.
That makes sense. Yeah, that's good.
To help you achieve orgasm.
Yeah.
If that's what you want. There are so many types of vibrators I learned
so
through
many
Googling.
Types. Yeah.
I mean, I think I knew, but I didn't know that they had names. Like, I knew I'd seen them all and been like, yeah, sure, that's a thing. But I didn't know they each had different names and categories.
Oh, okay.
So clitoral vibrators are usually sold as body massagers.
Yeah.
This is things like the Hitachi Magic Wand.
Iconic.
And such things.
Yeah.
They come in a lot of sizes and shapes. They can go from, like, the size of a tube of lipstick to the size of, like, a bottle of wine. I was trying to think of the size of a Hitachi wand, and I couldn't. Like compare it to anything else.
It's kind of like a shake weight.
Yeah, it's the size of a shake weight.
Yeah,
okay.
It's basically like a shake weight.
It's large. I don't think you assume it's that big. When no, I look at a picture of a heavy Hitachi wand, I'm like, that's a casual item. And then you're like, that's huge. It also has to be plugged in with a cord.
It's huge. It's heavy. It overheats. It only lasts about 20 minutes.
Just so you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's like a really popular brand name.
Vibrator. It's like one of the most iconic ones.
Yeah. And then there's a specific like subsection of vibrators called dildo-shaped vibrators that are penis shaped and made of many materials that can be for solo usage or usage with a partner and can be used vaginally or anally.
Perfect.
Or for anything else you want. Egg or bullet vibrators, that's like really small ones that are meant for clitoral simulation. Mm-hmm. They can be shaped like anything, made of anything.
I love.
There are waterproof vibrators that can be used wet, like in the shower, but usually those ones shouldn't be submerged because it is an electrical thing.
Yeah.
It's got batteries, probably don't submerge it, but you can use it in the shower.
Awesome.
Change stuff up.
We love.
Rabbits, which are two-pronged for stimulation both vaginally and clitorally.
Also so iconic.
And the shape is iconic, and the way that the prongs are shaped on the clitoral stimulator looks like a rabbit, and that's why they're called that.
Yeah. And they were, I'm pretty sure they were like the focus of a Sex and the City episode.
They were a focus
Same
of a Sex.
Same with the Hitachi magic wand.
I don't remember the Hitachi one, but I do remember the rabbit
Samantha
one.
Samantha broke it, and she was like, this vibrator doesn't work. And then the guy was like, that's not a vibrator.
Wasn't she having problems because she couldn't orgasm?
Yeah.
I remember that. When she was, it was like weeks of her being like, I can't orgasm. I remember that. Okay. That was a great series on Sex and the City when Samantha was just like, I can't have orgasms.
Yeah.
That was great. G-spot vibrators, which look like other ones, but they have a curve to them instead of being straight.
Okay, yeah. I think I know
And they,
to.
Again, made of whatever, anything. There's bendable ones. I'd never heard of this before when I saw the picture. So you can like adjust it to any kind of shape so that you can use it in any orifice you want.
I only recently discovered those.
Yeah. I'd never seen before.
I mean like on the internet.
Sure.
Yeah. If anyone has one, I'd love to see it.
Very interesting. Yeah. Watching it. Oh, wow. That's interesting that you can do that. I wonder what you would like.
Yeah.
There's
so
many options.
I was seeing it being like, oh, the shapes that you could create. I wonder.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Wild. There's programmable or remote controlled ones. They can be set like on a timer to your music.
That's awesome.
Using your phone, using a remote that you can have or someone else can use. Yeah. Pretty cool.
Do you remember a while ago now? I want to say like 10 years ago now. Oh my gosh. There was do you remember the original iPod commercials where it was like it's just silhouettes?
And the white
with
the headphones? Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So there was a commercial. I don't know if it was a real ad or if it was just like someone made it up. But basically they did that same thing. They took like adult film actors having sex, turned them to silhouettes.
Okay.
And then had the white be this vibrator that would like connected to your... they advertise it as connecting to your iPod.
Right.
And I think it was called like the body mod. I'll find out.
Okay.
We'll post it on the Instagram or something. But yeah, and it just they like use the commercial the same way.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's a really good parody.
I'm gonna link it up. It's inappropriate, but it'll be on the internet, so it's fine for everybody.
Yeah. And then there's also butterfly ones that you can strap around your legs and waist so that you can use them hands free.
Love that.
And vibrators are illegal in a lot of states in the United States.
What? Hold up.
Yeah, which is really interesting because they're considered an obscene device.
Okay, you know what?
It's like blasphemy to have one, and so therefore you're not allowed to have them, even though apparently there's separation of church and state. Go figure that one out.
An obscene device.
Obscene device, because it's obscene.
Okay, but guns. Never mind.
Never mind.
Let's
never
not
mind. We're not going to go there.
Yeah.
Some other sex toys that we looked into.
Sorry.
Beads, different kinds of beads.
Lots of beads out there.
You got your anal beads that you can be like that are strung together. Some of them are like stiff strung together, so they're kind of act the same way as a dildo, but they're like separated.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's ones that are on like a loose string that you can like do individually.
Mm-hmm.
There's Benoit balls, which you may be familiar with from the 50 Shades of Grey series.
Yeah.
Those can be on a string or not on a string as well. They can also be used to strengthen pelvic floor muscles.
Yeah.
So as like an exercise thing too.
And then you have like your, I don't know if we can really say this on air, but like the C rings. So it's like the penis rings.
Penis rings, yeah.
Yeah, erection rings, if you
sure.
will. And then there's also like sex bots, which is like a whole nother thing that I think we'll dive into at a later date. Because
yeah,
there's a lot going on
yeah,
there.
Yeah, there's a lot of developments, let's
yes.
say.
So, anything else to wrap it up, Max?
I got nothing.
Nothing.
That All was right. that was vibe. That's sex toys, but only a very skimmed version of sex toys, because there are so many out there.
It's just the beginning.
It's only the beginning.
Just the beginning. All right. Well, thank you so much for tuning in and listening and having a good time with us.
Oh yeah.
Here on Having Sex With.
Send us an email.
Yeah.
Go like our Instagram. Go tweet us something at Having Sex Show.
Yeah.
Do it.
Stay safe out there.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CIOU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Signal Resources Limited, Thunder Bay's locally owned and operated audio-visual professionals. Contact them about your next multimedia event or installation at 807-475-9341 or at signalresources.com. The Thunder Bay Community Auditorium. Find them at tbca.com to purchase tickets and find out all of the details on their upcoming events. Vox Popular Media Arts Festival, located inside Trinity Hall at 310 Park Avenue. Join the fun every September for the annual Media Arts Fest, entering its 16th year in 2020.
Good evening, cover lovers, and welcome to another edition of Cover to Cover here on CILU Radio 102.7 FM and on the web at LU Radio.